this could be BBC scream and noise kind of thing.
Yeah, just remember that.
I've just given everyone the idea of sending that as a voice note, by the way. Please don't do that.
087 9 180 180.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Clare boss Brian Lowen on facing Cork in the All-Ireland final, Down prepare for the Tailteann Cup final, and Andy Moran on the late, great John O'Mahony. But first, Clare held their All-Ireland final press night last night. The Banner are preparing to face Cork in Sunday week's decider, a repeat of the 2013 final that Clare won after a replay. Clare boss Brian Lowen has been speaking about the strengths of the Cork side.
Brian Lowen, a few days out from when we were chatting immediately after getting the job done against Kilkenny. How was Sunday for you?
Sunday was great. Went to the game. The game was brilliant. You know, really, you know, as a supporter, you know, just looking at the game and, you know, as a hurling supporter, just it was tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. So great excitement. Great day. And just the game was just super.
The colour, the noise, like it did feel like an All-Ireland final in that sense, given how full the stadium was. I asked Tony Kelly about it earlier. Do you get caught up in the emotion of it, or are you watching hurling through a different prism than the rest of us really?
Yeah, look, I suppose, you know, you get caught up in the emotion of it, and you're detached. You're not a follower. You're a supporter of the game, I suppose, and a spectator, but not really a follower for either of the teams. But just to see the game as a spectacle and to see how both teams performed and how they rattled off each other, and it was everything that was great in the game, and great win for Cork.
Because of what they've achieved over the last 5-6 years, all teams are set up to beat Limerick or chasing a way to beat Limerick. You had found a way to do that in previous seasons. You also have had a very good record against Cork, who you've got to know so well in the round robin series. Does it change anything for Clare? Or did it change anything for Clare in terms of who won it to make it?
Look, obviously, yeah, there's a number of obviously, you know, different players, different personalities all over the field. It does change things, all right. It changes things tactically, obviously. You know, it just, you know, there's challenges. Regardless, you know, you'd be looking at Limerick and you'd be saying, Jesus, you know, you'd have to go this direction, and then you look at Cork and say, well, you'd actually have to go this direction and to try and stay with him or try and beat him. So yeah, obviously has a big impact. Yeah, it's a big challenge for us now.
Off the Ball are hosting an All-Ireland Hurling Final preview live from the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin on Friday the 19th of July. Get your tickets now and join Will O'Callaghan, Paul Murphy, Anthony Nash and Podge Collins and some very special guests ahead of the All-Ireland Hurling Final. This is an exclusive off-air event for a great cause, with all ticket proceeds going to Focus Ireland. Tickets are limited, so head on over to offtheball.com/events to grab yours now. Down and Laois are preparing for this weekend's Tailteann Cup final. The sides go head-to-head in Croke Park on Saturday afternoon at 3, with the winners to get a place in next year's Sam Maguire Cup. Down's Conor Laverty has been speaking to Off the Ball ahead of the game and about having his family at their matches.
And obviously all your boys, you like to bring them out to the games, and for them to be here on Croke Park and to get out there and to see their dad on the sideline, and they've seen you playing out there as well, that must mean a lot to you as well.
Okay, they love that. I suppose that's, whenever you're a parent, that's one thing. I seen, was it Patrick Horgan after the game the other day, and TJ had their children out in the pitch, and it's great memories for them. We have a bit of an issue in our house this weekend now. We have a massive sheep show on Saturday, so there's a debate whether my oldest wee boy, I told him to make his own mind up whatever he wants to do. So
that's spoken like a true Kilcoo man.
He's adamant that he's going to Castle Island show with his sheep. So we're making arrangements to try to get him down after the show's over to hopefully make some of the match.
Oh my God! So is this the shearing of the sheep? That's your thing? This time of year.
No,
this is
how far off I am. No, this is it is shearing time. Okay. But this is also prime show time, so okay. He's into St Andrews into his Dutch spotted sheep. So
wow.
So he was at Newry show last week, and his Castle Island show this Saturday. So never did we think that they would cross paths. But yeah, so he's adamant that he wants to go to the show and hopefully make some of the match in.
So he'll go to that and hopefully then get up to
see
a bit of the final.
Early enough. Yeah, some of my sisters or one of my friends are saying that they're going to wait and take him there. So.
Wow.
Mayo legend Andy Moran has been paying tribute to the late, great John O'Mahony. O'Mahony passed away this week at the age of 71. He had two stints in charge of the Mayo Footballers, winning three provincial titles. He led Galway to All-Ireland titles in 1998 and 2001, and also had a spell in charge of Leitrim, where he led them to a Leinster Senior Football Championship title in 1994, the first at that time since 1927. Speaking on the Football Pod with Tommy Rooney, Moran said that the influence O'Mahony had on him as a player and a person was enormous.
Andy, the first line in your book, first chapter really, it's called Key Influences. A lot of it is about John O'Mahony and the influence he had on you when you were in school. There was a line you had here: for a young kid already afflicted with a persecution complex, their words reaffirmed my growing cynicism towards a world conspiring against me. How lucky was I then that as a spoiled teenager, the panacea for my affliction was right in front of me in the guise of my teacher, coach and mentor, John O'Mahony. There's no getting away from it. Jono had a real influence over you.
There's a good chance that I mightn't have played football till I was 20 years of age without Jono. You know, he was the one that Joe kept me on the straight and narrow. Joe, my family, the Moran family, are from Roscommon. They're from the club beside us, the Western Gales club. And like, it was always used that you are not being picked because who you are, where you're from, what you've done, and stuff like that. And Joe, you go to Jono with them sort of excuses, and he very quickly tells you that, hey, listen, you're not being picked because you're not fit enough. You need to get better off your right foot. And he'd do it in a really nice way. He'd say, you're doing this well, but you're doing this where you need to improve it. And I think some of Jono's success was probably based around that, where it was always being told, you can't do this because of this. And he was like, nah. He goes, break down them barriers. What's really happening here? And he goes, from my point of view, Andy, from a human point of view, I'm a manager. I'm going to pick the best 15 players available to me and the guys that are going to come on and replace them, and there's no excuses. And I think that's where that comes from. So we went into St. Nathie's in 1996. We were 12 coming 13. So we got him in an off year, and he decided to take us as first years and brought us right through to senior level, where we ended up winning a B All-Ireland, which was huge for the town at the time at senior level. But right throughout that, we were getting riled with stories about Joyce, about Donlan, about Jeff Fallon, about Kevin Walsh. And if Joyce and Donlan and Ja and Kevin Walsh and these boys were doing it, you know, little 17, 18 year old, or 16, 17 year olds from Roscommon and Mayo had no excuse.
While he's guiding Galway with two All-Ireland titles, he's also coaching your school's team the whole way through.
But we lost an All-Ireland minor final in 2000, and at that time there was a lovely thing that used to happen. I'm not sure it really suited the senior teams, if I'm being honest. But we used to eat together the day after. You know, the Galway lads were there that he had talked so much about over the last couple of years. And he pulls us over to the table and he introduces us to Donlan, Joyce, John, Kevin Walsh. And it was a lovely moment at the time. But he always had a soft touch to him. I'm not saying he was a soft touch, but he had a soft touch when it came to people, especially with young people. He was just a great person that kind of thought about you, not just as a footballer, but winning things and stuff like that. He thought about you as a human and where it's going to take you in life. And I think that's what made him special.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off The Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off The Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off The Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.